Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And our special guest this week, which I'm pretty excited for. I don't know about you, because it's really close to home for us. He's the co-founder of the Philly Dads Group, as well as the author of DadInCharge.com. You can find him also on Life of Dad, as well as our stuff. And he's also an editor at the AtHomeDad.org blog. Mr. Chris Bernhold, how's it going?
It's awesome to be here, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. We're glad you could join us.
Yeah, we have a little treat for you, because we know you're a fan. Hold on.
Real quick. The Bears.
That would have felt better had the Eagles not lost last night.
Yeah.
But.
That's so sad.
Still kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm happy we made it as far as we did. You know,
I guess you got one playoff game in there at least.
Yeah,
the Bears, disappoint once again.
They'll get it together, man.
We'll still hold on to that 1985 win.
Forever. I haven't even been paying attention to hockey. How are the Blackhawks doing?
Good.
They're doing really well.
Yeah, are they?
Patrick Sharp's been, he's had like a hat trick in like his last two games, I think.
Yeah.
Nice. He's on fire.
That was such a terrible trade. I'm still, that was, here, we'll give you Patrick Sharp. You send us nobody.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby Clark. Goodness. I love you.
So, we read your latest blog about, what was it, Krusty Yoga Pants?
Yeah.
Is her name? Pants.
And Veronica.
And Veronica, yeah. Just another one of those great situations where you find just an everyday observation of somebody who obviously, I don't want to say, is doing it wrong.
Well, no, I think that's exactly.
Okay.
Like, that's an instance where you want to look at them and just say, parenting, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And just end it at that. For
she was like a walking meme, you know, one of those. It's just a disaster.
For those of you listening who don't know the post we're talking about, it's on Chris's blog, Dad in Charge. That's Dad N Charge. Mm-hmm. No I in there.
No.
Just like there's no I in team. The name of the post is Cookies Are for Closers.
Great analogy, by the
yes.
way.
Yes. Yes, it was. So, I mean, if you want to take us through that day at the library, at the local reading receptacle.
Basically, my kids are angels and everybody else is crazy.
Yeah.
But we were playing at the library, story time, and we were waiting for story time to start. And my kids are playing, you know, nicely. And there's always that one kid that just kind of, you know, you got your eye on them.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a shark eye in them. You see him on the periphery of your vision. And you just see him kind of coming in for the kill with your kids. And you hope for the best, but it doesn't always work out so well.
Yeah.
This particular parent, she just, you know, she gave the kid a lot of warnings, but never really followed through. And that was the main thing about the post, is following through with your kids. You know, if you're gonna give them some kind of, I'm gonna do this, then you gotta do it.
Yeah, otherwise, don't just wag the finger.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that, you know, that's something that me and my wife were working on. On that, I mean, you know, we're in the stages of probably the same age as you called her, the douchebag child. We're kind of in the stages of the terrible twos, threes, where Sophia is going to be three at the end of February, and it's just like tantrum, let me hit my parents, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, it's like, no, we're not going to do this, but working on the follow through, I think the hard thing is, do you want to avoid the tantrum?
Yeah.
Or do you want them to listen is kind of the fine line that you walk, which is, I think, tough.
Right, yeah, I think definitely around those twos and threes is where you really are tested the most as a parent, as far as your patience is concerned, because, I mean, they go off the handle for no reason. I mean, it could be, you know, their tag is poking them and they just forget. That's why Haynes went to tagless, by the way, right. Because of the preschoolers.
Nice.
They found an entirely new market.
Yeah.
Yep.
Preschoolers against tags, isn't that, what would that be?
Be like a union.
I guess like PAT, Pat, yeah. Pre-scores against tags.
Yeah,
I think you're exactly right.
I mean, but that's not to be confused with pre-scores against tag. No. Right. Just hate playing tag.
Yeah.
Right. It's actually hard to go and buy spray paint if you're a preschooler. Gotta get the right tagging there.
Yeah, right.
Google that.
Pre-scores against tagging.
Yeah. Or PAHT. Preschoolers against hashtagging, you know. But that's for the more technologically advanced child.
I guarantee you there are 4-year-olds who are better at Twitter than we are.
Oh, absolutely. I follow a couple. You should see the sentences. The spelling is a little off. But otherwise.
Just like feed me.
Some of them don't know their ABCs yet, so yeah.
It's like feed me cookie. Cookie spelled like K-O.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest.
Sometimes it gets out of hand, though. Like, no vote Obama or something like that, you know. Yeah, they're growing up a little faster. They're growing up a little faster than I think we think they are sometimes, you know.
And we've already spiraled out of control.
Out of control, as usual.
That's to be expected.
Yeah, man.
So let's hop back on to... the story of the cluster muck, as you called it, loved that phrase.
Yeah, well, see, I'm not supposed to. My mom says I can't swear. Blog, so I had to call it that.
Yeah.
Isn't it? She will email me and say, make sure you find different words for these 3 swear words you put in your post.
I'm the same way. Like, when I'm writing, I don't swear, and it's, excuse me. The same thing here. Like, I feel like I'm going to get yelled at by my parents.
Yeah.
If I, like, you cursed on your podcast. I'm sorry. Nicholas, we don't curse when we write. I'm sorry.
You're grounded.
Go to your basement.
Yeah, so anyway, basically what this kid did is she went after my kids, like, they were playing at the Lego table, and she knocked down her tower, and then at one point, and, you know, I moved my girls over to a different spot where this girl wasn't, trying to isolate, and she ended up taking her little Ugg boot off and chucking it at my youngest daughter, and that's when, you know, the dad bear claws came out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's when I had enough. And that's when I said something to the parent, you know, maybe you want to get your kid under control.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't take any more. I'm pretty patient, but, you know, if it's, if my kid's going to get hurt by another kid, that's when I'm going to step in and try to prevent that. But
yeah,
that's when, right about that time is when story time opened up, and then we went into this other room. And it was like, you know, it's like a 15 by 15 foot room, and there's no exit, you know, there's no exits, there's nowhere to go, really.
No exit strategy, yeah. You're just going to have to plow out the front door.
In the story time, she wasn't listening at all, and she ended up chucking something at the librarian, and then she got bounced by the librarian. It was pretty awesome.
How did the librarian go about that? Did she just tell the kid you need to leave, or did she talk to Yoga Krusty Pants and be like, get your kid and get the hell out of here?
Well, I think this particular librarian is kind of like a lot of librarians in that she was very like calm and quiet when she did it, but like the look on her face, if you could see, like, when she stared down this kid, it was like pure evil. She was like, well, that wasn't very nice. And I stared her down. and then just told her, you know, I think you need to leave.
Oh, so, goodness. Calm, collected, straight to the point.
Yeah.
See, I was picturing like a church lady, like librarian, like Dana Carvey's church lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Satan?
Excuse me, man. Maybe you should take your little Satan baby and get out of story time.
Oh my goodness!
I wish it happened that way.
That would be awesome.
I would. I would love that.
So. I mean, have you run into other instances kind of similar where you've had to, you know, call out other parents and say, your kid's being a douche, knock it off?
Yeah, definitely. And when you get out on the playground situations, you know, sometimes that can get out of hand.
Yeah.
And I'm during the day I'm home with my girls, and the girls, you know, tend to be a little bit more reserved, you know, so... But my daughter will play with anybody, you know. She likes to include everyone, so just tends to be boys usually. So this kind of threw me for a loop.
It's always the boys. It's always the boys causing trouble.
Yeah,
it's what we
do. But it can be anybody. Yeah, you know? Never know.
Yeah,
but playground, you know, sometimes can be like, you know, Lord of the Flies kind of situation. You know, where they're. Especially if the parents are not paying attention, you know, if it's, you know, we've kind of, a lot of stay-at-home dads find this phenomenon to be, you know, the parents go to a park and they are not watching the kids, they're playing on their phone or,
yeah.
I mean, they're not paying any attention. And I look at my phone, I mean, obviously, but, you know, it's not the whole time I'm there. Still got to be engaged.
Yeah.
That
kind of reminds me, we went to, like, last spring we were doing swim lessons at the Y. And, I mean, I was in the pool with Sophia. Sarah was pregnant, so she wasn't getting in the pool. It wasn't happening. So I'm in there, and she's, you know, Sarah's sitting there. She's not, you know, playing on her phone the whole time. She's watching what's going on because she wants to see her daughter swim. And, you know, learn what she's doing. And she's sitting next to this other parent. And this lady just literally has her phone, like, in front of her face the entire time her daughter is in the pool. And it wasn't just one night. It's every single week. This lady's just sitting here. And I think she was playing Candy Crush. Because it's like she could hear, like, the lady didn't even have her phone, like, silent.
Yeah.
She had, like, the sound on. So she could just hear the whoop, whoop. Or whatever the hell the sound is for Candy Crush. I don't play it. I despise everything about it. But it's like she's just sitting there playing it the entire time. And it's just like, come on. Like there are times, yeah, I'll have my phone out. Usually it's, you know, if we're at home and, you know, Sylvia's like I'm in the basement with her and I'm checking something real quick. Or like sitting in the living room and she's watching like Disney Channel or whatever. That's when I'll play it. I'll play on my phone.
Yeah.
But. When you're trying to be active and, like, you take them to a park or, like, to a swim class, you'd think you'd want to watch what's going on.
You got to be there. Yeah. You got to be there with your kid and have fun, you know.
It actually, it kind of reminds me of this, one of the, I don't know if it's considered a guiding principle, but it's a thing from work. We go to this thing called The Difference, like at QVC where I work. Where it's called the QVC Difference. It's like a 2-day, it's not orientation. It's kind of like they kind of teach you the values of what the company's all about and that kind of thing. All
right.
And one of the things that they stress, they call it be here now. And it's just kind of like you're at work, like concentrate on what you're doing and, you know, concentrate, be in the moment, get it done. And like you can carry that out, you know, take it home with you, whether it's, you know, when you get home, turning your phone off, being, if you're married without kids, you know, just pay attention to your wife and have that time with no distractions. And I think you can put the same thing into practice with your kids where put your phone down, turn the TV off, you know, whatever devices there are, they go off, they get put away and you're just there, you know, in the moment. Right. Enjoy the time, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I think, I know I personally struggle with that because I'm a photographer too. So I like to capture like every
moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just have to learn that sometimes I just have to just enjoy it, not try to capture everything on film or video, or, you know, I think that's really hard.
I think that it, in a way, it was probably easier for, like, I guess, like, our parents, or, you know, parents of an older generation, where it's, you know, if they want to capture all the moments, they got to get out their giant camera or their, like, video camcorder that they have to put on their shoulder.
And they got to load the film and everything.
Yeah, to capture all that, all the, you know, those moments and stuff. Whereas now, let me just pull out my phone, let me grab the iPad.
Yeah, or
you know, something like that. It's just, it's so easy just to get wrapped up. Oh, nope, got to get this picture, let me get it real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Type thing. And it actually kind of reminded me of, I don't remember the title of his post. Art Eddy wrote on Life of Dad this week about, I think he said something like, when I'm gone.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
There was something like that where he talked about, like, saying, no, I'll be there in a minute. You know, daddy, come look at this. No, I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, how many times you're going to actually have the opportunity to
be there.
Yeah, be there and take advantage of it. So you should when you can.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Right. Yes. But none of us are synced. We all struggle with it.
Yeah, man. So speaking of which, you know, being out with your kids and whatnot, you were at the indoor playground thing the other day?
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of the... What was the name of the shop?
It's Rainbow Play Systems.
Yeah?
So they sell these, you know, they sell these swing sets and stuff that you can get in your backyard. And they have a giant warehouse where their showroom is. And because people aren't buying this in the winter, I think they just decided, you know, we could open this up for kids to come and play on it. You know, there's nobody there usually. And they have like 20 of these giant, you know, swing sets. Some of them are like $20,000.
Jesus.
How
big are they? Like, do they have, like, everything?
The biggest one they have is, like, 15 feet long by, like, 15 feet wide or something like that.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's, like, a huge, you know, if you had a giant backyard. this thing has a twisty slide. It has a, you know, it has a tunnel they can go through. Underneath, there's, like, a swinging bench for, like, you know, the adults to sit on.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
And I can walk underneath it without bumping my head. It's like 7 feet, 2 inches.
Yeah, it's got to be for that to be able to happen.
Yeah.
Was that the place, like, when you went, the guy kind of questioned, was like, oh, is that, like, the mommy group?
Yeah, that's the same place.
Yeah.
He wasn't there this time. His wife was there. And I said... Oh, I was like, I was here before with the Philly dance group. And she was like, oh, yeah, my husband told me about that. I was like, well, that's interesting because he seemed, you know, like totally not interested in it at the time. But like I said, I was kind of planting the mustard seed, you know, so that kind of gets passed on so people find out about that sort of thing. So,
Now, when you... when you do, like, the Philly dad groups, like, the get-togethers, like, the play dates and stuff during the day, I mean, obviously, you know, since you're a stay-at-home dad, you're able to, you know, you can go to those things during the day.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of other, you know, stay-at-home dads that come and bring their kids to, like, the play dates and those things that you get, that you organize?
I know, like, about maybe, like, 3 guys that are in my immediate area that try to participate in things during the week.
Okay.
Most of them have younger kids, so it's hard because I have the morning. My second oldest daughter she's in PM kindergarten, so she goes in the afternoon.
Okay.
So I have the morning to do activities, but that sometimes means that the younger kids are taking a nap during that time. So my kids haven't napped since they were... My youngest, who's 3 now, stopped taking naps at like 18 months. So,
shit, seriously?
Yeah.
Dude, Sophia's like I said, she's going to be three in like a month or so. Yeah. And she still, like, at daycare, like, they take naps. Yeah. On the weekends, unless I put her in the car and go for a ride,
right,
she's not taking a nap.
Nope.
And
she will not take a nap.
It makes, I gotta say, it makes bedtime on the weekends so easy when she doesn't nap. Because it's like 6:30, 7 o'clock, she's exhausted.
Yeah.
We eat dinner. She sits on the couch, you know, put on like Disney Junior or Sprout or whatever. And I look over and I just see her eyes start to glaze. Her head goes on a pillow. Her hair starts throwing her hair. And she's out. And it's like normally bedtime during the week. It's like 8:30. I take her up. I have to lay with her until she is passed out. And sometimes, you know, when she's really wired, it's an hour. Like I've been up there from 8:30 to like 10:30. Like I'm like, will you just go to sleep?
They come up with a lot of different, you know, my 3-year-old Heidi will say, she'll come up with, there's ghosts in my room,
I need
my water, I don't have this, you know, she comes down the stairs. It's like an hour long process.
Oh man.
Yeah, I mean, it's, are you able just to put her, you know, you put her in there, you don't have to stay in there with her to put her to bed?
She gets that. She's in a, like, you know, we moved her to a, you know, a big girl bed at like two, when she was two.
Right, yeah.
So, she just gets out and just, you know, goes to her brother's room or her sister's room. And they're trying to go to sleep and they're like, man, get out of here, I'm trying to sleep. But she's always like climbing into bed with them and stuff like that. And,
okay.
And Heidi's gotten to this point where she doesn't want me to do anything because it changed, you know, the diaper. She doesn't want me to take her to the bathroom. She doesn't want me to put anything, get her dressed or put her pajamas on. Which, you know, my wife likes the attention, but it's a little out of control sometimes. So.
Yeah. As far as sleeping goes, we kind of learned something the hard way the other night. My daughter Emma, she's 5 months now, or just about 5 months, I think.
I don't
know.
I should. I mean,
you should. I mean,
they're 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, Maddie was 2 weeks late. Yeah, but so she's been having trouble. She's been having trouble pooping. So, you know, you go out. What's that?
Everybody has that problem.
Oh, well, yeah. But you get the prune juice, right?
I'm going right now.
And you mix it with a little water.
Podcast from the bathroom.
Exactly. This isn't a video cast, so they don't know what we're doing right now. But we gave it to her, but it was like 9:30 at night. And, well, lo and behold, prune juice has a lot of sugar. So I think we ended up being up till like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, just trying to get her to go to sleep. But
that's terrible.
It's one of those lessons I guess you learn the hard way. You know?
you'll learn.
Oh yeah.
You know, you're a young parent.
I am a young parent, experiencing
all of that.
Yeah, you'll get that
first time stuff.
If you don't make mistakes, you're not gonna learn anything. So
yeah, right.
You know, unless you're me, I'm perfect.
Well, right. Of course you are. No. Our wives are perfect.
That's right.
That's
what we will always say.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk about.
So, what else we got going on for the Philly Dads group coming up? I know the little treehouse down in Philly. Was it on the 11th? I think.
Yeah.
That's next Saturday.
Next Saturday, and then Philly Brickfest in April. I'm really looking forward
to
that.
That's the Lego one, right?
Yeah, that's. Is that just like a Lego convention?
It's a giant Lego convention.
Awesome.
I was pretty excited to find out that I was going to be in Philly.
Yeah.
So, my son has, his room is pretty much buried in Legos, so.
Good man.
if I can find him in there, maybe he can go with me.
Yeah, that'd be cool. They just dig him out.
If not, just build a life-size version of him out of his Legos.
There you go.
This is my son. Sir, that's just a giant Lego child.
Don't you judge me. But yeah, I'm really psyched for that. It's going to be hard not to like spend all of my money.
Wait a minute, April what?
April 26th.
Okay, good.
What?
Well, my sister is getting married in April, and I was worried it might be the same weekend.
And well, she would have to just change the date.
Yeah, well, I mean, either change it or or they would just have to excuse me from going. I mean, it's not like I'm in the wedding. Okay, yeah. So I'm in the wedding. It's not like Sophia's a flower girl. Okay, she's a flower girl. We're all in the wedding.
Actually, so. There you go. You can make a Lego model of yourself to stand in. Just quick replace it, run out
That's
the door.
Awesome. Did you guys see, maybe it was one of the other dad bloggers in the group posted it. I don't remember. You can do the Lego Christmas card of your family.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't a lot of customization to it. Yeah. Like, there's the baby carriage, which was, it's like, she's pink or blue. Stereotypical. Is your baby pink or are they blue? I don't know.
My baby's white. Is that weird? She's supposed to be anything else? I don't know.
As far as Philly Dad's group, growth wise, when did you found it? I mean, I know obviously we talked about it the night that we did the dad's night out, but
yeah.
When did you start it, and how has the growth been growing?
Wow, that's very specific. I don't know. Well, we started in September. From September, the beginning of September until now, we have 44 members. As far as active members, though, I haven't seen those 44 guys at any event.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice, to have those all, they all come out.
Yeah.
But they all live, some of them live in the city or on the other side of the city or out in Exton or, some of these other surrounding communities. So not everybody's in the same location, so it's hard.
Yeah, I would say that's probably that's the thing that I've noticed with, just looking at the different events and trying to figure out the things that I can possibly make it to. And, if there's something down in the city, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Right.
Chances are I'm not going to be able to do that. You guys did the,
We did Baby Loves Disco, which was downtown.
Yeah.
At the World Cafe Live.
Oh, that's right.
Did that a couple times. But I try to do things, things that are going to be in the city or closer to on the weekends so that, guys that live down there can attend those events.
Right.
Obviously during the week I have limited time, so whatever I'm doing is what, people are going to be doing during the week.
What was the thing that you and Jeff Bogle, you guys each kind of did a review for, it was down in Exton. What toy was that?
So we did. We had a Hexbugs.
Hexbugs, party. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I've seen those in toy stores. What's up with those?
They're toys.
Hexbug Nanos are basically they have a like a watch battery inside it. It's a bug, and you turn it on and it vibrates, and then you build these like tunnels, kind of like a hamster habitat kind of thing, go through these tunnels. They like crawl through the tunnel and. They like pass each other in the tunnel, and they can go up and twist, and they look like little cockroaches or something.
That's interesting.
So it's kind of like it's supposed to kind of be like the Erector set for the new generation, basically.
Yeah, it's like you can build these big habitats and see what these bugs can do. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
I have not seen.
So we went to Monkeyfish Toys, which is an X. And they hosted us there, and they provided pizza and drinks for the kids, and they got to watch a movie if they wanted to, or they could play with the hex bugs. And each kid that came got a hex bug, courtesy of Hexbug Nano.
That's cool.
And then we raffled off a bunch of the big sets. So that was cool.
And that was down in Exton, right?
Yeah, we had like probably like 25, you know, dads there. So that was probably our biggest thing so far.
Yeah, that was the first. That was the first meetup when I found out about the Philly Dads Group. That was the first one, and I wanted to go, but for whatever reason, I don't think I could make it happen. Obviously, since I wasn't there, I don't remember why. I barely remember yesterday, so.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's not like getting robotic books.
I remember one of your other posts. I don't know if you wrote a post about it or not, if you just put it up on Facebook. Maybe you did write about it. I guess another mom kind of, or not a mom, but like a mom of one of your friends, kids' friends, kind of gave you the chuckle about being a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Oh, that's right. That was on the, yeah, I saw that.
It was on the Good Men Project.
Good Men Project, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
And I mean, I think you had said you haven't run into that a lot, like, or have you?
Usually people will be, I think the reason it for me is because I'm 6'7", intimidating looking, you know, and, I mentioned in the post that before I was a high school art teacher. So people never really thought that I was an art teacher because I don't look like an art teacher or whatever. So, basically, you know, when I told her that I was a stay-at-home dad, she laughed at me, which I wasn't expecting because people are surprised or they're shocked or whatever, but they don't usually laugh at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of douchey. So, and I just tried to, you know, I'm kind of used to like, not being received that well as a dad, because usually I'm at functions at school where it's all moms.
Right.
There's not, even though stay-at-home dads are, you know, growing in number, it's still not as common as you would think.
Yeah.
So we live on the main line, is pretty traditional. Families are kind of traditional, so.
Yeah.
It's mostly moms. But I just tried to turn it into a positive, you know, thing by just telling her about the group and telling her I was a blogger. Didn't really help either. But.
Oh, so you live in your basement? You live in your basement. Wait, so you live in your mom's basement and that's where you stay at home with your children? Stereotypes.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Love them.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I think it's just, it's cool because my dad sent me an email that day about this. He's taking this music class because he just retired. He's been working for 35 years, almost 40 years. So
right.
He sent me this. He's taking this music class where he learned about this epitaph of Siculos.
I have no idea.
It's like the first recorded musical composition.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Ever made. So, and it was written out on a tombstone, I guess. And it's just about that your time on Earth's kind of short and that you want to take advantage of the time that you have.
Yeah.
And to not let people bring you down, basically.
And when they do, kick them in the face. And tell their kids to not be a douche.
Well, right, yeah.
No. Or just stand over them and look scary.
See, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah.
No, we're little guys. Well, you know, we hung out before. Yeah. One of the things I actually wanted to ask you, because it's something that when I talk to a lot of dads, well, I don't talk to a whole lot of dads, but when I talk to dads, it's something that gets brought up every once in a while because they have daughters and they're sports fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
trying to make that translation of, okay, how do I balance, you know, princesses and all that with sports stuff? Do you make an attempt at that at all?
I don't really, differentiate. I think the kids kind of determine what they like. I have an older son, so we have a lot of boy toys. So when the other two came along, the other two girls, they just played with whatever we had. You know, there's a lot of Legos, a lot of superhero things. My 3-year-old daughter loves Spider-Man.
That's cool.
She's got Spider-Man pajamas. I took out all my old superpowers and Secret War action figures.
That's awesome.
And she just walks around, with those all day. And actually, when my when my daughter was born, Sarah, she I bought a Wonder Woman superpowers on eBay to give to her. So that's, they kind of determine what they like to play with. They like to get dressed up in princess stuff, but I don't overly stress that.
Yeah.
We play fix it. They help me fix the dining room chairs. I get the tools out from the garage, and they help me with the screwdrivers or whatever. So
that's awesome. I mean, when you would watch a Bears game, or if you are able to watch a Blackhawks game, or I'm assuming Bulls. Wait,
yeah.
Are you Sox or Cubs?
No. Yeah, I'm a Sox.
Okay, I remembered.
Insult me by calling me a Cubs fan.
do they sit and watch games with you?
Well, the problem is because we are in Philly, we don't get a lot of games on TV, but when they are on TV, they'll come in and I'm yelling at the TV, or they'll come in and check on the score, and they do, I'll update them on the score, and they they'll do a little dance. They know that the Bears are up, or, my son is, he's really interested in it. But sometimes we'll record things and we'll watch it together, but because we're not local, we don't always see, our team on TV. So,
and are they as far, how old is your son?
He's 8.
Okay.
8.
And I'm assuming that he's kind of following suit in being a Chicago sports fan.
Oh yeah. He saw a guy at the grocery store with a Packers hat, and he booed him. Gave him a thumbs down and he booed him. He's like, look, that guy's wearing a Packers hat. Boo.
So he,
I was like, my wife's like, you should be a good sport. And I was like, yes.
It sounds like he's got a little Philly in him, though.
Yeah.
Booing someone in the, on the other team's,
the other team's outfit.
Yeah.
You guys aren't the only fans that boo the opponent.
Yeah, I know.
You guys do it more frequently.
We just do it better.
Yeah, exactly. we're more practiced in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Philly fans been booing for generations.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we got about 5 minutes left. I do want to make sure people know that you can follow Chris on Twitter at Dad in Charge.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, just look for Dad in Charge. And then his blog is dadincharge.com.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Yes. Yeah. All easy.
Yeah.
But I did want to touch on, before we finish up, potty training, because I know that you are working on it. We had been sort of working on it. We were told that daycare was finally going to really work on it with Sophia starting on Monday. So we've been working on it the last couple of days. We were at a friend's house yesterday, tons of accidents because, she's distracted. We're distracted. She would always be she would want to pee on the toilet, but she was terrified to poop. Just like, no, I can't. And then just yesterday morning, she's like, I have to poop on the potty. And then it's just like yesterday and today, I was just like, jackpot. Yes. And she's like laughing and, you know, having fun with it. Obviously nowhere near where it needs to be,
yeah.
You know, to get her, you know, potty trained. But how's it going for you in that regard?
Well, I only did it that like one day. And that one day was when she peed on my Lazy Boy. So it takes a lot of time for that to happen.
I mean,
what?
She can come on.
We have another special guest. Wanna it looks play? Like.
Hi.
This is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Wants to play it. She wants to play it. And now she's Now she's running away.
And that was our special guest, Heidi, our ladies and gentlemen. Guest.
Mystical words of wisdom.
Yes,
from Heidi.
when you potty trained the other two, did it take a real long time for you to, you know, kind of get them going?
Yeah, the other two were in. My oldest son was in daycare because I still worked. So he learned through our daycare provider person. We reinforced it at home, but you know it took a lot of modeling, which meant that you know he couldn't get it. He couldn't even get the hang of it standing up for a while. Okay. With boys, it's a little, you know, they just go everywhere. You got to give them like a target. So for a while, it was you can. I had to do some modeling with the girls, at least, you know, peeing, sitting down.
Yeah.
So they would get, because I stay home with them, they have to see, you know, how you do it.
Sounds like there's some fun going on over there.
Are you okay?
Anybody injured?
She's okay.
Okay. Good. She's okay!
That door?
She's okay.
Close that.
Yeah, I remember my dad telling me, reminding me one time about why he still carries a bag of Cheerios around with him, because it's one of his things. He'll snack on them every once in a while, and I think he was doing it up till the time he was like still snacking on them up till the time I was like 12 or 13. But the whole reason he started keeping a bag of Cheerios with him is for potty training me and my older brothers.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like the rewards.
He'd put a Cheerio in the toilet and say, all right, boy, aim for that. Yeah, so yeah, I definitely get what you mean with the modeling
thing. And to this day, Ben throws a Cheerio in the toilet every time he's got to take a leak.
Yeah, it's just for good luck. It's for good luck.
Yeah. You still have good aim, Ben?
I do, actually. Or I like to think I do, anyway.
It's not what Carissa says when you're not around.
probably.
Awesome.
Yeah, just it takes a lot of practice. And with our second oldest, she just got it, you know.
Yeah,
that's cool.
After you practice it enough, and eventually
it clicks,
you'll get it.
Yeah,
I just don't, you know, I don't like cleaning up after poop.
No.
That's
not enjoyable. All right, we got about 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate the time.
It was
It's
our pleasure having you on. Thank you.
And we'll definitely try to make it to the next Philly Dads Group thing. I know I'm definitely going to make it to the Philly Brick Fest, so really look forward to it, man.
Yes, definitely. And check Chris out all over the interwebs.
All over the
dad
interwebs.
Dad in charge.
Just dad in charge.
No I.
No. All right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks.